I'm good. How are you going?
Hey.
Andy and I were just chatting. We're like, do we introduce you as Montaigne? Because part of us feels like we're your mother calling you Jess, but you're not in show mode. So do you go by Jess? Like, what's the deal?
If you're my mother, you call me Jessica.
Right.
But you could say Jess, aka Montaigne, and then pick whichever you wish to pursue.
How about we really confuse Geelong and the Surf Coast and just threw out we switch from Jess and Montaigne? Because sometimes I'm in a similar position to you. I mean, I'm not releasing amazing records, but obviously I was going to say my nickname is Stampsy.
Yep.
But obviously my friends and family know me as Lee. So
yeah,
sometimes
true.
It's confusing which to answer to.
Yeah. It can be like that. People also have like come up with a lot of nicknames for me, like with Monte, this is a Monty or Mona or Montez or like there's like a lot of different stuff going on.
So what about the full Monty? Could we call you the full Monty? Like you're the full package.
You can call me the full Monty.
Like you're just a legend.
You are an absolute legend. Congratulations on the new single, Ready. Brand new album coming in our ear holes, August 30th, Complex. How does it feel to be able to release this new baby into the world?
Good. It's been a long time coming, sort of. At least it feels that way for me. So to have it finally come out, it's nice.
Was there someone in your life or was there an instrument that got you into music?
I guess my parents. My parents just listened to a lot of music in the house and me and my sister picked up on it really quickly. Like we were just always singing, just always. Mm. And then I also, my parents encouraged me to actually practice it. So I was doing trumpet in year 3 to 6 and then I was in my choirs and I was singing and I was writing. And then I play guitar and piano when you're 7, and it's just always around.
Musically gifted.
I'm hearing an overachiever. This is why I got into radio. I can't play an instrument. I push buttons for a living.
Your words, not mine.
Do you feel, though, with your music that you've released, the albums that you've released, you know you've really made it when your face is on a tote bag?
I mean, well, the thing is about that is, like, anyone really can have their face at the tote bag if you just, like, go to one of those internet websites.
Stop just, underselling like, it. Your face is currently on a tote bag. I mean, not only is it ego-friendly, but it's basically saying, guys, world, I've made it. I'm on a bag.
I guess so. It's pretty cool.
Speaking of making it, have you had any really cool celeb encounters?
Oh, God, probably. I once saw Elijah Wood in a bowling alley.
Oh, what?
That wasn't an encounter. He was there. And everyone, what happened was he walked into this bowling alley in LA to bowl, probably. And I was there with a friend. And as soon as he walked in, like, people just started being like, oh, hey, like, I loved you as Frodo in Lord of the Rings. And he immediately just walked straight back out. I was like, he just wants to bowl, guys. Just, like, let him bowl anyway.
Do you often tell that story of once upon a time I went bowling with Elijah Wood and just cut out the middle part of the story?
maybe I should. I haven't been. Maybe I should.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, many are labelling Ready as the call to arms, the soundtrack for activism. In 2019, do you find we're more proactive when it comes to shaping a better future for ourselves?
I guess so, yeah. I think so. I don't know. I don't know that I'm, like, the best person to, like, diagnose how good or not we are at, like, action. But I think, you know, as they would say in 2019, we are more woke. So I think that the wokeness can lead to both, I think, complacency and action. I think there's kind of that in equal measure. But I do think, like, young people, millennials have, like, more power now. When I say millennials, just like that sort of age bracket, in the sense that they have the internet, they have social media, and also just like my parents were studying out of books and it took them forever to like look up a word in the dictionary. And nowadays we can just like hop on Google and go define colon the salt and just know what salt is immediately.
It's a different time, but I mean, we've got to embrace it. It's here now, and I think we're doing the best we can.
I think so. It can be hard. Like part of the like, I guess, tale with Reddy is just that there are so many, like, systemic political factors that mean it is hard to do the best we can, but we are doing the best we can with the limitations put upon us, I think.
We're just giving it a crack, really, and that's all we can do in life.
Yeah, let hot go.
You are releasing Complex out into the world August 30th, your new single. We are spinning it hard on K-Rock already. We just have absolutely adored having you on. Thanks so much for checking into the Parch Lounge. Jess, a.k.a. Montaigne.
Thanks, guys.